Every time coughs count off a song, it's like a ticking toward detonation. Every show they play is rumored to be their last, threatening both explosion and implosion. These locals' most recent last show was last month at the Empty Bottle, during the Wire's Adventures in Modern Music Fest, and their fiercely kinetic cacophony was as tight as it's ever been, awing and frightening an already timid crowd. People who can afford a $15 cover are not Coughs' usual demographic. The audience formed a polite arc a safe distance from the stage, but the band refused them their distance. Only 4 of the 6 members stayed behind their monitors. Frontwoman Anya Davidson took to the floor, shuffling around like an expiring wind-up toy, her eyes shut as she bumped gently but obliviously into people and screamed out a dialogue with a talking pimple. Life of acne. And keyboardist and saxophonist Jill Flanagan barreled into the front row, charging ass first into the laps of the people sitting on the steps as she blew sick, squalling runs. You could almost see what the crowd was thinking. These people are wet with sweat and stink, and they are trying to touch us. Coughs use every instrument as a percussion instrument, not just the trashed, monolithic 2-man mega kit at the back of the stage, a multicolored heap of snares, cymbals, soup pots, floor toms, metal barrels, and bass drums mounted flat like tabletops. The guitar and bass pile on with more banging and chomping, and even the vocals and saxophones steer clear of melody. The songs could be sketched out with only 2 or 3 cymbals, one for the thuds and another couple for the breaks and scree between the thuds. There's little that compares to the sound Coughs make, unless you abandon bands as points of reference. It's like a massive conglomeration of screeching, worn-out cab brakes, assembly line machines, and pneumatic nail guns, the whole thing driven by the maniacally rapid heartbeat of a small mammal. The closest aesthetic antecedents are either early boredoms or a car crash. On their new album, Secret Passage, Load, they play like they're trying to tear apart the songs themselves and maybe take down whoever's listening as well. But the mushroom cloud rising from this destruction has a silver lining. The explosion is more like the Big Bang, and it feels like something huge is happening inside that bubble of blast heat. Coughs' intensity makes them seem bigger and more important than just a band. They stand for the destruction of contemporary pop with all its rote prescriptions and attendant soul death. They're a cleansing fire purging the earth of the swagger of the Rolling Stones, the tired aggro posturing of punk and hardcore, the vapid "I can't live without yous" of R&B. Their music clears a space for the clever whatever that's coming in their wake. Direct and unmediated, not referencing much of anything, it's at times purposefully ugly, even gloriously so. But the fury doesn't come out of hate. It's pure-hearted, boldly altruistic. On their MySpace page, the Sounds Like box says, "Genres collapsing." That is, in fact, what they sound like. And they're doing us a favor, lighting a path out, delivering us to the future via filthy noise. When I saw Coughs play for the first time this spring, I was filled with prommy sentiment. I leaned and yelled into the side of my best friend's head, "I don't want this night to ever end." But I've also seen the band bring out the worst in an audience, usually when some damaged Reagan babies try to up Coughs' ante with extra insolence. This summer at a Coughs show in some crumbly warehouse, I watched a adolescent girl with long golden tresses and expensively wrong clothes stand amid the surging crowd and carefully hawk gobs of spit onto Davidson. The girl's pupils were pinpricks, and she had blood on her face, like she'd gone over her handlebars on the way to the show. But she couldn't top the damage Davidson had already done to herself. Her too small dress was shredding and slipping off her as she heaved, screaming, her hands yanking at the nest of her hair.